totally unexpected run for this team as they are now 4 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup. They make the final. They defeat the Las Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 in overtime, win the series 4-1. And early on, it didn't look like it was going to happen. We were preparing ourselves for a game 6. But seriously, the Stars turned on the juice like I haven't seen in a long time. In the last 15 minutes of the third period and the first 4.5 minutes of overtime, they kept the pressure on. The captain is the main catalyst of this. He was fantastic this entire series. Khudobin, again, played his ass off. And now the Stars are the Western Conference champions, and they are in line to play for the Stanley Cup. So let's talk about this season, Norm, because it seems so long ago that the Winter Classic, January 1st, the highlight game probably in this franchise's history, you know, take away the cups and all that stuff. But the highlight.
I think that went over Buffalo.
Sure. But a home game, a featured game in the NHL. They had to win the Winter Classic here, playing Nashville. And it was a sight to see outdoor hockey here at the Cotton Bowl. It was awesome. But you talked before that, and the start they got off to 1-7-1. It was a bad. They were in a bad way, and even that game against Minnesota, they're down 3-0, and you heard rumblings of maybe the coach being fired and things needing to happen and changes needing to happen. They come back and win that game 6-3. They go on an incredible run. But then their coach is fired, and then right before sports stopped, they are playing as poorly as it gets. 6 in a row before play stops. They get to the hub, and thankful for that run because they secured themselves a playoff spot. If they had to play in that elimination tournament going into Edmonton, you don't know how the heck that was going to turn out. But they start out the play in Edmonton not very well, losing their first couple of games. They beat St. Louis to get the third seed. And then their first round against Calgary. And they're 13 seconds away. And Pavelski ties the score. They win it in overtime. And it starts their run to where they are right now. Go up 3-1 against Colorado. Lose the next couple of games. Win an overtime game in game 7. When everyone thought that Colorado was a way better team than Dallas. And I think people still think Colorado is a better team than Dallas right now. But Dallas found a way to win that series. And then they defeat Vegas in 5 games. How awesome of a story is this?
It's an awesome story. Playoff hockey has taught us that we almost can't judge who's a better team once the playoffs start in the National Hockey League. We've got to see it unfold on the ice. For instance, we're watching the semifinals, and the team who had the very best record in the NHL this year, Boston, is no place to be found. Because they've been eliminated already, and that is not unusual in the National Hockey League. It's teams, maybe we should almost honestly say it's goalies who get hot that hold the key in playoff hockey, and there were heroes everywhere last night for the Stars, but in this 5-game series, there isn't any question who the hero is, is there?
It's Khudobin, yes. He was the best player. Yeah. I think Jamie Benn set the tone, and that shouldn't be discounted for his play and how he said, you know what, he's been talked about a lot, even by people in his own organization, the president of this club, even his coach early on in his playoff series saying the top line needs to perform better. Our highest paid players need to play like it. And he took it upon himself to set the tone this entire series, whether it was his physical play, crashing down the net and scoring and leading him in that. He, Khudobin, yes, one first star, no question about it. He stood on his head. But Jamie Benn set the tone for this entire team, and he put him on his back, and they followed.
3 goals just in this series with Vegas. And he's somebody coming into the playoffs. You're just... There were so many ups and downs, and he was taking so much heat from so many different people. Everybody's wondering, does Jamie Benn still have it? Is he too old? Is he too slow? Can he still score goals? Is his head in the game? Does he want to be here? All of these things. Put him in a game where it matters, and boy, watch out. Jamie Benn is going to take his team where they want to go. And in that game last night, I just love that it was Jamie Benn that scored that goal in the third period to get his team on the board, because it couldn't have been a better person. Because when Jamie Benn scores, everybody buys in. Everybody says, okay, we've got this. We've cut this their lead in half. We need one more goal. We need to push it to OT, and they did. And he's just been a beast in this series, and we need him. He is perhaps maybe not what he's used to be, but this Jamie Benn we have right now is built for playoff hockey,
yeah.
Donnie.
Yeah.
And I love it.
No, I do too. It's the story, like Killa said earlier, you're watching a movie, and you're watching it unfold, and if you had some sort of I don't know, meter on how the ups and downs of this season went, it is as roller coaster as it gets, as far as you don't know how the heck it's going to come about, and no one believing that this team was going to get this far.
Right.
Maybe not even out the first round. Now, I do believe a lot of people, I don't want to say a lot of people, some people thought, you know, Dallas, it's a better team than Calgary. They should be able to get them. You just don't know how playoff hockey goes, like Norm says. It's not about being a better team. Sometimes it's luck. Sometimes it's your goalie getting hot at the right time and just stoning everything. And while you may not be the better team, you will advance. But to a person, Norm, I think everyone thought Colorado, with their speed, it was going to be hard for Dallas to match that.
There's no question that matching Colorado's speed was going to be the difference. And let us, again, not forget the razor-thin playoff hockey experience in the NHL. With 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in that Colorado series, the season was about to end. And then Kevin Ranta scored. And overtime we go. And I will again take you all back to this series and ask you a question. Do you remember after Game 3 where the Stars won in overtime on Radulov's goal, if I recall correctly?
Oh, yeah.
And Alexander Radulov. My name is Alexander Radulov.
I think you have an effect
and
on the
announcers.
There are
a million goals 100%. I haven't scored.
They're P1s.
Anyway.
Yeah, the announcers, every time, I don't know who the play-by-play guy was last night. I know it wasn't underwater Kenny Albert. But every time he said...
I think it was John Forslund.
Okay, every time he said Alexander Radulov, he sung it like Alexander Hamilton. And it was awesome.
He really did.
Yeah.
You know, after that game, we talked the morning after and then repeated it a couple times that Las Vegas could live to rue losing that game, because they had such command of that game for so long, and they just couldn't keep command till the last minutes. They go overtime, and in a game where the Stars get badly outshot and for a long period of play, badly outplayed, the Stars win a game. And they win a game that I don't know about you all, but I think when Las Vegas looks back on this series, that's the game they're going to look at and rue, because of the kind of momentum that could have given them heading for games 4, 5, 6 and out.
Just yesterday, when I was texting back and forth with my buddy, and right when the power play, when they got the power play in the third period, and I said, this is the chance. Because if they score, if it goes to overtime, Dallas is going to win. And when they scored, it's like, oh, please, let's hope that's true. Because there is something about that mindset of you sending it to overtime that you're happy. And then you have the lead and it's forced overtime upon you. And you're, oh, my gosh, we had it. It was right there. And I thought Dallas took advantage of that early on in that overtime. And they didn't want that thing to go a long time.
No.
It happened game three. They got it done with Radulov scoring quite early on in the overtime. And then this one, it's like three and a half minutes in. Let's end it. And it was Gurionov with maybe the hardest shot I've ever seen watching a game in person, that the goalie had zero chance on stopping. None. But they kept the pressure on. They kept the puck in the offensive zone, didn't let it out, and they just digged and digged. And that great pass from Klingberg right to the one-timer. And I did tweet this last night, Norm. I think when Mike gets back, he owes me an apology for having me think the tic-tac-toe was the sexiest play in hockey. It's the one-timer that finds the back of the net, like Denis Gurianov just did to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
Brilliant shot.
Oh, my gosh. It was loaded up and fire as soon as it's right in front of you.
And you have to give Klingberg credit on that, too, because he had the puck at the point, and everyone's looking for John Klingberg to take that shot because that's what he does. And he faked it, and you could tell that the Vegas defenders bid on it. No one was looking at Gurianov, and before they even had a second to turn their heads, it was in the back of the net because of that rocket one-timer from him. It was just beautiful. It was an awesome way to cap all of this off. Like you said, they've been through so much, Donnie. If you look at one of the maybe five big things that this team had to fight through, just one of those things alone is enough to say, man, this team really overcame adversity. Like, they had to fire their head coach out of nowhere, and look at this team now. Or this team got off to a 1-7-1 start. They looked terrible to start this season. Or, oh, this team had to take 5 months off because of a pandemic. What's going to happen when they come back? If you look at one of those things, that's enough to say, wow, this team has really got something. This could be the team. But they've done all of it. Like, everything you could ever imagine being thrown their way. You even had tornadoes in there, Donnie. Like, some of these guys, Tyler Seguin lost a home to a tornado.
Right,
so
right.
Every distraction that you could even dream up, this team has fought through. And I think through all of that, they've come together as a group. And that's what we're seeing now with the sense of belief.
The pure joy from Bones when that goal went in made me tear up a little bit. Just the
isn't he the best?
just shake hand. Yeah.
Bunny hop up and down. Like,
I just want to share some Jell-O with him one day and just talk everything about it. It's so awesome. And then, of course, Norm, we go into the locker room, and the Stars have the victory chain that they pass and they give to the MVP. And this is going to be played forever and ever and ever. As we get the slogan that was made up by Kivi Ranta, right? Is he the first one to say it?
Okay,
yes. He's the first one to say it. I think Anton Khudobin perfected it. Let's go into the locker room and listen to the chain exchange.
Of a series, of a game, big goals from Shabby, Kivi, Denny, suck on those, but I got to give it to the f***ing Russian machine.
Speech.
We're not going home.
I love it.
That's the most hype I think I could ever get.
Well, it looked like maybe he wasn't going to say anything, and he kind of starts walking off, and then he turns around and just says it perfectly.
I think I want my nickname, Norm, to be the blanking Russian machine.
I don't know if that's fitting for you,
Johnny. I know, but I think I need it.
Okay.
I need it. Okay, I'll tell you, if I hit a good shot today on the golf course, I want them to call me the blanking Russian machine.
Can I tell you one more moment that made me really laugh last night?
Sure.
Really laugh. Did you see what they promoted after the game on NBC Sports? Overtime on NBC SNN. It was a show about curling.
I watched it.
Called Sticks,
Sticks
and
Stones.
Stones.
Absolutely.
And Pavelski, it seemed to me Pavelski was on there.
He was on it. Oh, yeah.
Well, did you see the way Pavelski likes to take his stick to the stones of other people? He did it again last night. He got Mark Stones last night.
I was so excited that I refused to change the channel because I was so happy. I watched the entire post-game show, and I watched Sticks and Stones. And I didn't care because the Stars are going to the Stanley Cup Final, and that's all I cared about. So, all right, let's do this. We had a good time.
No,
in this.
No.
I know, Jules.
No.
We'll get back, though.
Okay.
We're not going home!
Love it!
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft!
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.